Adele hires a creative team to reimagine Vegas residency. Drake is granted a restraining order against alleged stalker, and the wanted's Tom Parker has been laid to rest. It's Thursday, April 21st, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Adele has reportedly hired a new creative team and plans to resurrect her Las Vegas residency show Weekends with Adele this summer. According to The Telegraph, the singer replaced set designer Esmerella Devlin with Kim Gavin. She has also contracted London-based Stewfish Entertainment architects who have designed shows for acts like U2, Jay-Z, and The Rolling Stones. Unnamed sources told the outlet that a completely redesigned show will open at Caesar's Palace Coliseum this summer, likely at the end of July or in early August. Weekends with Adele was announced as 24 shows running between January 21st and April 16th. On the eve of the residency's launch in January, Adele tearfully announced that she was hitting the brakes, citing delivery delays and COVID. Adele later admitted that she was unhappy with the production. "It would have been a really half-hour show, and I can't do that," she told the Graham Norton Show. "I tried my hardest, and I really thought that I'd be able to pull something together in time. People will see straight through me up on stage, and I didn't want it to be doing that. I'd never done anything like that in my life, and I'm not going to start now." She promised that the show would happen this year, but said new dates won't be announced until she is confident that everything is definitely will be ready. Drake has been granted a permanent restraining order against a woman accused of stalking him for years. Misha Collins, 29, must stay at least 100 yards away from Drake and his son Adonis, as well as his parents Sandy Graham and Dennis Graham. It's in effect until April 11th, 2025. Lawyers for the Canadian rapper filed an application early last month and secured a temporary order of protection. Collins was arrested in 2017 for allegedly trespassing on Drake's property in California. She also sent disturbing emails to Drake, including some that mentioned his young son Adonis. Even though Drake has never publicly identified Collins, she filed a defamation lawsuit against him last August, seeking a stunning $4 billion US. Drake's lawyer sought to have the frivolous lawsuit tossed because it relies upon delusional figments of her imagination. A judge dismissed the case in December. Tom Parker of The Wanted was mourned by his groupmate Wednesday in a private funeral in Orpington, England. Max George, Jay McGinnis, Siva Kinswaran, and Nathan Sykes served as pallbearers at St. Francis of Assisi Church. Among those paying their respects was singer Liam Payne. Parker died on March 30th, a little bit more than a year after being diagnosed with brain cancer. He is survived by his wife Kelsey and his children Aurelia and Bodhi. Hundreds of people gathered outside the church for a procession that included a horse-drawn hearse. Music at the service included a piano version of Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, as well as Oasis track Champagne Supernova. In his eulogy, George said, "Tom was and always will be a brother to me and my bandmates. He made us smile from the start. His love for music and strives for success outmatched any of us. One thing I'll always remember is his laugh." George added, "All I've got to say is that he left us far too early and we'll miss him so much. The heartbreak shared today is a credit to the love that Tom spread around the world." In October 2020, Parker went public with the news that he was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. "We're absolutely devastated, but we're going to fight this all the way," he wrote in an Instagram post at the time. "It's going to be a tough battle, but with everyone's love and support, we are going to beat this." Parker, who had stage 4 glioblastoma, vowed, "I'm going to be here. I'm going to fight this." Early last year, Parker said there had been significant reduction in the size of the tumor and he was responding well to treatment. Last November, he reported that the tumor was under control. The Wanted enjoyed a string of top 5 singles in the UK, including 2 number ones, while their 2011 track Glad You Came made it to number 2 in Canada. They split up in 2014, but reunited for a charity concert and to promote a greatest hits collection. The group was performing again this year. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.